Less than an hour before Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin was found guilty of murdering George Floyd, another person died in a police shooting. Makaia Bryant, a 16-year-old black girl, was fatally shot by an officer outside of her home in Columbus, Ohio, after authorities say she called police for help. Joe Ingles is a reporter for Ohio Public Radio and Television. She's been covering this, and she joins us now for more. Joe, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, thank you for being here. So, Joe, take us through what we know happened. Police received a call from Bryant. What exactly happened?
Well, Bryant's aunt and her family members say Makaia Bryant called the police. She said that she was under threat from others who were in her home. This all happened around the same time that the verdict in the Chauvin case was coming in from Minnesota. And so it was kind of crazy when they got there because there were people out in the yard, and officers had to make quick determinations. And it ended up that Makaia Bryant was shot four times.
Let's talk about these very quick decisions that police had to make. We see there is an edited body camera video. We're being told that this is an incomplete video. Police say that Bryant was attempting to stab two girls. Is that clear from the video?
Well, it's very unclear to me watching it whether she has a knife in her hand. It does look like she has something, is doing something with her hand. Police say, however, that she had a knife in her hand. You could see some sort of fight with some other people standing around in the front yard. But it was very chaotic.
What do we know about this young woman, Bryant?
Well, the Franklin County Children's Services says that she was a foster child, although her mother was at the scene and so was her grandmother. So, you know, they must be pretty close where they can respond quickly. One thing that's been very unclear to us is her actual age, because the police and some are saying 15, and then Franklin County Children's Services and her mother says 16. Either way, she's very young.
We know this happened just before many groups gathered around the country in anticipation of the verdict for Derek Chauvin. What has been the response in the Columbus area?
Protesters have been out there. They were very upset with this. You've got to remember, this isn't the first time that Columbus police has had a situation that's been questioned. And this really just kind of made it worse, you know, made it even more apparent that there is something between the Columbus police and a good portion of the Columbus community.
You know, the public discussion right now centers around accountability for police misconduct. We know that authorities are still parsing out what happened in this case, but more broadly, what has been the discussion about police reform there in Columbus?
Well, they have established a civilian review committee that is going to deal with police matters and will likely be looking at this. And also, it's important to note that the Ohio Bureau of Criminal Investigation is looking into this. So it kind of remains to be seen what happens from here and where they go.
Joe Ingles is a reporter for Ohio Public Radio and Television. Thank you so much for this update.
Well, thank you.